And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 7, verse number 24. Mark 7, verse 24. Jesus has dealt with these Pharisees and scribes that came up there into Galilee, evidently, and they were quarreling with the Lord about this defilement by his disciples eating without washing their hands and such as that. The Lord brings the whole issue of mankind that is an issue of the heart, not what men put in their bodies, but what they seek to do and taking the world and the things of the world and abusing them. It's not that which comes into the body and goes into the belly and then goes out in the draw that defiles a man, but what a man does from his heart. And granted, he may use the things of life to do so, but nothing in life in and of itself is wicked and defiling. It's what man does with it. And so, he brings to light and brings to the point that we have a heart problem and we need help and salvation from our Lord with it. All these evil things come from within, and they, before God, defile the man. We see in verse 24, "And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, up to the northwest of Galilee, there on the Mediterranean, and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid." And so the Lord's ministering. Maybe this is a time where he looks to take a break and to rest and have his disciples rest. And he's looking to just secretly go to this house and go be received into it. But they knew. They knew that he was there. And so we see here a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. And so this woman has a daughter, and there's a demon within her, a devil, a fallen angel that is plaguing her and that. And she hears of the Lord Jesus, she hears of his fame, and she comes and falls at his feet. The woman was a Greek, verse 26, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Lord, please, cast this devil out of my daughter. Please, I beg of you. The woman is begging him. The woman has faith in the Lord Jesus that he can do this thing, that if he wills, he can do it. She knows that. She believes that. Interesting meeting here between the Lord and this woman. But Jesus said unto her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet or suitable to take the children's bread and cast it into the dogs." A lot of things said right there. Our Lord is sent to the nation of Israel. He declares initially to the disciples during the time of his ministry, just go to them. Just go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Just go to them. The Lord Jesus, even in this statement, takes that position. Even though this woman not being a Jew, and she's not of the nation of the Jews, but rather a Gentile, he says, "I am that bread of life." He said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread." See, the Lord Jesus was sent to the nation of Israel first. He was sent to the Jews first. Now, in the great plan and work of God, and praise be to God, that the gospel comes abroad even unto the Gentiles, and that's the way that I've been saved, is that blessing of the Lord, that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving grace was not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles, and that's that's shown forth in the work and of his church, even in the book of Acts. and the purpose of the Lord and the commission that the Lord gave his church. And so, but he takes this position and he holds to it that he's sent to the house of Israel and he is that bread of life, and his bread, that bread should not be given, but only to the children. He said, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Wow. So the Gentiles are referred to by our Lord as dogs. Does that offend you? Does that offend you to be called a dog? Do you think that this woman was offended by that, to be called a dog? That's what the Lord said. He said, it's not right. It's not meet. It's not suitable for me to give that which is given to the Jews and ordained by the Father, me coming, the Lord Jesus coming as a man, becoming a man, and sent the minister first to the children of Israel. He said, it's not right for that to be given to the Gentile dogs. It's not right. It's not suitable. It's not the right time. This woman wasn't offended, but she yet agreed. You know, from that standpoint and that word of the Lord, that's what we are Gentile dogs. We're estranged from the nation of Israel. I mean, that's the great difference that the Lord has made amongst the Jews and the nation of Israel. From the standpoint of the beginning and the oracle of God and the working of God through his nation, the rest of the world, the Gentiles, are dogs. We're alienated, as the scripture says. But, again, after the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, his commission to his church, the Lord's plan was is that even the gospel would come to us, to the Gentiles, and not only to the Jews. So the Lord calls this woman, it's not right for me to give anything, it's not suitable, it's not the right timing for me to give anything to you, because I'm sent to the children of Israel, the household of Israel. Listen to what she says, even though the Lord called her a dog. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. That's true. Lord, you're right. And what you said is true. She doesn't buck it. She doesn't fight against it. She doesn't resist it. But she appeals to the Lord's mercy. Our Lord is abundant in mercy. Our Lord, he loves to be and enjoys very much to be merciful. And she answered and said unto him, yea, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Oh, what an appeal. What an appeal to our Lord. Lord, you're right. You're exactly right. But Lord, all I'm looking for is a crumb. I'm not looking to displace the children. I'm not looking to take the children's meat, their bread, their food. I'm not looking to take you away from them. But Lord, there are crumbs that fall. There are crumbs that fall. And the dogs under the table, what a submissive attitude. What a humble attitude this woman has. No doubt she's saved by the Lord Jesus. I believe that she is. And she says, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Mercy, Lord. Just a little mercy for my daughter. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. She's had faith in the Lord Jesus, and she makes her appeal, if you will, even in spite of what the Lord told her. And she did so in a way that aligned up with what the Lord said, but yet entreated him for mercy. Yea, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Better to be a dog under the children's table than to be alienated from our Lord. You need the Lord Jesus Christ, sinner. You need to repent of your sins and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation. You need Him. God doesn't need us, but we certainly need Him. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed, just like Jesus said. From that distance, from that way away, the daughter there at home and the mother entreating the Lord on behalf of her daughter, the Lord in His power was able to cast that devil out, and the daughter was made whole. It goes on to say here in verse 31 of Mark 7, and again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee, back down to the southeast, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and he had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. And so the Lord comes back down through the coast of Decapolis on the way to the Sea of Galilee. This one person that has an impediment in his speech, and he can't hear. He was deaf. A real challenge, maybe, that they thought. Or they know that the Lord could help him. And so the Lord, and I've always found it interesting that the Lord would do it this way. So many times he would say, Thy faith hath made thee whole. Or, Be thou healed of thy plague. Or, He said, I will. And he touches the leper and he heals him. And in regards to this one, he took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers into his ears. And the Lord, maybe the closest thing the Lord's done is making clay of the spittle and put it on the man's eyes, if you remember that. Puts his fingers to his ears, and the Lord spit. He touched his tongue. He sighed and said unto the man, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And the man is able to hear, and his speech is restored unto him, and he speaks plain. No doubt a difficult case, maybe, more difficult than others, as would be perceived by men, but not difficult for our Lord. He's able to heal him. And he tells them, don't tell anybody. But the more the Lord tells folks to not tell that I've healed even this man and his problem, his deaf and speech issue, the more he would tell them, don't tell, they published it abroad. And they were astonished, it says, and said, He does all things well. We need to hear that. You need to hear that. He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.